XFM, the mixed blitz, 10 songs in a row, commercial free with Pantai Hospital. Fat Faves here. We have Dr. Wong Chee Yeng, a consultant pediatrician from Pantai Hospital Cheras, to talk about eczema. Dr. Wong, what exactly is eczema?
Eczema is the name of a group of conditions that can cause the skin to become red, itchy and inflamed. The important thing is eczema is not contagious. You cannot spread to anyone, you cannot get it or catch it from anyone. Eczema, especially atopic dermatitis, may look and act differently as your child gets older. The signs and symptoms are different as your child ages from birth to a toddler. So it's important to understand which type of eczema they may have and also their symptoms and triggers so that you can better treat and manage it as they grow and change. The only way to be sure what type of eczema your child has is to make an appointment with your doctor and let the pediatrician have a look.
Okay, so that leads me to my next question. I would like to know, how does a child develop eczema? Now hold on to your thoughts. We'll have Dr. Wong's answer right after this. Mix FM, Malaysia's best music. Mix Fat Faves here with Pantai Hospital. Dr. Wong Chee Yeng, a consultant pediatrician from Pantai Hospital Cheras, is here with me answering all your questions. Dr. Wong, how does a child develop eczema?
Actually, nobody knows what is the exact cause of eczema. Research has been done throughout the years. We do know that children who develop eczema do so because of a combination of genes, which is some of it is hereditary, and environmental triggers. When something outside the body switches on the immune system, the skin cells don't behave as they should, causing flare-ups. We also know that children who come from families with a history of atopic dermatitis, asthma or hay fever, otherwise known as allergic rhinitis, these three conditions also known as the atopic triad, are also likely to develop atopic dermatitis or eczema.
Alright, Dr. Wong, I've got another question for you, alright? But first, let's enjoy some music. Mix FM, the mix blitz, 10 songs in a row, commercial free with Pantai Hospital. Fat Faves here. I'm with Dr. Wong Chee Yeng, a consultant pediatrician from Pantai Hospital Cheras. Dr. Wong, I would like to know, what triggers a child's eczema or causes it to get worse?
There are some common eczema triggers, and this include one is the dry skin, irritants such as soap, detergents, antibacterial soaps, heat and sweating, especially in Malaysia, infection by streptococcus bacteria, and allergens such as house dust mite, which is very, very common in our children. Pet dander, cat, dogs, hamster, pollen or dust. The best way to manage your child's eczema is by getting to know their symptoms and triggers so that you can help keep it under control and keep them away from all these things.
Thank you, Dr. Wong. Don't forget, Doctor on Call happens every Thursday, 3 p.m. right here on The Mixed Blitz.